With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Sarith Hawk. In the last 2 weeks, 48 people at the Kalinga State Hospital have contracted COVID, according to the Department of State Hospitals. That's why, as FM89's Mari Bolaños reports, some patients without legal documentation are asking the state to allow ICE to deport them.
Andrew Warren, a Vietnamese citizen and resident at the civil confinement facility, says he's afraid he'll die at the state hospital due to unsafe practices among the staff that put him at a higher risk of contracting the virus.
They have staff that work from other infected units to come in here, and then they go into your rooms and start touching things and passing it around.
That's one reason Warren wants to be deported to his home country of Vietnam. His lawyer, Martin Zeringer, says the state won't allow it. A California sexually violent predator law requires Warren to get treatment for his mental illness.
And it's the state essentially saying, no, we're not releasing him because he's not ready to be released into the community.
But Warren says he served his criminal sentence. A spokesperson for the Department of State Hospitals says there are 56 patients at the Kalinga Hospital with no legal status. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Mari Bolaños.